A little summary. This is by Anxiety-Free Happiness Man. Summary. Your best friend, a hopeless romantic, finally got himself a date. Naturally, you're very happy for him, or you would be if you weren't madly in love with the guy. A bit upset, you get very drunk, and you wake up the next morning to find your friend banging at your door with a lot to get off his chest. Apparently, you left him a voicemail last night. What comes next is an emotional, sexy, and heartwarming mess. Literally, the living room's in a fucking state. I know that well. Ooh, my back just popped. Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to be hungover in this. I feel hungover, even though I didn't even drink last night. Oh, Jesus, what the fuck do you want? Oh. Hi. Oh, hi. How are you? No, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm just a little bit hungover. It's all. Is everything all right? Dude, you were like seconds away from breaking my doorbell. What's up? And shouldn't you be at work? Yeah, of course. Come in, come in. You're letting all the cold air in anyway. Right this way. Oh, sorry if the living room's a bit of a mess. And sorry you have to see me in my PJs. You did just wake me up. That's better. Good old couch. Oh, what would I do without you? Before you say anything, yes, I overdid it last night, but you know what it's like when I'm out with the girls? Excuse me? What do you mean? Wait, how would you know if I've been out or not? I left you a voicemail? Fuck. Of course I did. So what, I left you a voicemail just to say that I was drinking all by my lonesome? Well, that's kind of sad. No? There's more? Fuck. Tell me I didn't say something embarrassing. I did, didn't I? You wouldn't have rushed over here if I hadn't said something stupid. What do you mean I wasn't making much sense? I sounded sad? No, don't, please don't play it for me. I don't need to hear it. How did your date go, by the way? What? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Yes, my stomach's growling. Ignore that. I'm not trying to change the subject. Not like that, at least. I was just curious, is all. To hear how it went? What's that supposed to mean? I had a lot to say about your date? Oh, wait, you're for real? Oh, God, what did I say? No, forget it. Don't tell me that. Just tell me how your date went. Oh? Oh, that bad, huh? What went wrong? Was she not as interested as you first thought? Oh, you weren't interested? Wow. I thought you were looking forward to it. You seemed genuinely happy. When you came and told me this cute girl you'd run into had asked you out for drinks. It felt weird. Why? Because you just met her? What's with you? You've never been good at making new friends. I was kidding. Don't be mad at me. Oh, really? She offered to take you back to her place, did she? Why didn't you go? I mean, yeah, I know you said you weren't in a rush to hook up with anyone, but dude, you did just go on a date with a total stranger. Maybe you were in more of a rush than you thought. You're giving me the evil eye. I'm just busting your balls, man. I'll stop, though. It's just, it was a bit unlike you, you know? Because, I don't know, dude. Do you remember that conversation we had a while back? We were drunk, obviously, and we got to talking about, you know, relationship stuff. Yeah, that's the one. Damn, you figured that out pretty quickly. I could swear we've had loads of conversations like that. I said all this in the voicemail, didn't I? God damn it. Well, I stand by it, whatever I said. What can I say, all right? That little talk, that whole night, really, it stuck with me, okay? I remember being really impressed by some of the things you said. When you said that you weren't, you know, looking for a fling, that even though you're not particularly experienced, you still know what you want, what kind of connection you're looking for with that special someone. And that clicked with me. It really did. And I wish I'd been that way back when it mattered, you know? So, yeah, you impressed me, all right? You showed me that you were a man who knew what he was looking for, who knew who he was looking for. And then some cute girl you've just met shows an interest, and all of a sudden, it's as if you are looking for a fling after all. I know I'm being too hard on you, but it felt like, even though you don't want to, you need to go out with these people you've just met, these people you don't know, because no one you do know is right for you. And that made me sad, okay? Sue me. Why did it make... do you really need me to answer that? Dude, I just want you to be happy. I didn't want to think of you as like having given up on finding someone that was already special to you or something. I don't know. I'm not really explaining myself very well. Maybe it's not actually a big deal and it's just me being me. Do I love you? The fuck? What sort of question is that? Don't tell me. I did, didn't I? Okay. Okay. This is not happening. So let me get this straight. Last night, I left you a voicemail where I made you feel guilty just for going on a fucking date. And then I went and got all sad and straight up told you that I love you. Is that right? Is that what happened? Fuck. I'm so sorry. No, don't be like that. I was guilt tripping you and that was an awful thing to do. So stop trying to play it off like I'm not a horrible fucking person, okay? Really? Stop it. I don't know what came over me. I was just jealous, I guess. Fuck. My head is pounding. I can't do this right now. I can't believe I told you like that. Fuck me. Where are you going? Where do I keep my bananas? Are you for real? Oh, for my hangover. Dude, you gotta be kidding me. There should be some in that fruit bowl. The one over there? Can you not, though? Try not to... Jesus Christ. Again, sorry about the mess. I'll tidy up eventually. Thank you. Yeah, I can scoot over. One sec. So... this is fun. Getting... You know what? I'm actually going to go get a banana because I'm supposed to have my mouth full for this. I'll be right back. I do actually have bananas right now. All right, I'm not sure I've ever eaten for a script before, and I'm a little self-conscious because the mic just picks everything up, and a banana is not something. I'm peeling it. It's hard to gracefully eat a banana with a very sensitive microphone. All right. I'm going to go back up to the part where my mouth is supposed to be full. First, I'm going to take a bite and eat it because my stomach really is getting very aggressively growly. I'm so tempted to mute myself right now. Okay. All right. Oh, I'm supposed to talk with my mouth full. This is fun. Getting friend zoned isn't all it's cracked up to me. What makes me say that? Really? You of all people should know, don't you think? But with all the times you've been in my position? You know, thanks for the hangover food, but I'm not really hungry right now. I said I'm not hungry. Well, don't. Don't worry about me. I'm just hungover. I'm not fucking dying. I'm sorry. I know you just want me to be okay, but... I'm not okay. How could I be okay? I woke up with a throbbing headache, and to top it all off, I've gone and ruined everything. No, I have. I wanted to tell you, you know, at some point. I knew I wouldn't be able to last like this forever. I just wanted to be mentally prepared, I guess. I wanted to be ready for you not liking me back. No, let me finish, please. You've been through this more times than I have, so at least let me say my piece, and then, well, we'll figure it out from there. You know, all those times you fell for a really close friend of yours, just for that to be like the end of the relationship, I guess I can relate now. It's never happened to me. I've never fallen for my best friend before. But I guess you learned not to do that. You learned to write me off as just a friend. And now I've got to learn it too. You had written me off. Nice. No. I get why. I get that you didn't want... to be on this end for once. You didn't want to be the one confessing and making a mess of things. What do you mean it's not the same? How is this not the same? Oh, what? Because when you did it, you confessed your feelings intentionally or something? Instead of doing it while drunk and forgetting all about it the next day? You think I'm glad that's how you found out? You think that's how I wanted to tell you that I love you? What did you mean then? Hey! It's not the same because they didn't love you back. I don't know, man. This sounds pretty similar to me. Wait. Are you saying what I think you... You'd better not be fucking with me. You're not. Wait, so... You feel the same way? You like me? What about that other girl? You only went on that date to get over me? Dude. No, I get it. Or at least I think I do. If you were seeing someone else, you'd eventually forget about me and not have to go through the whole confessing to your bestie thing again. Kind of wish I'd thought of that before going through it myself. Oh, I did not have it easy. What are you talking about? All right. It just so happened that my first time confessing to my best friend ended with them liking me back. Saying I had it easy is a bit much, though. But I guess you can say I lucked out. I love you too. But you already knew that. My head. It's doing a lot better. Dude, it wasn't the banana. I didn't even eat that much of it. Oh, of course. If I'd finished it, I'd be right as rain. So, are you gonna kiss me again, or are you waiting for me to do it? Lazy bones. So, what now? You never answered me about work. You don't have to go just yet, do you? Oh, you do? No, I can't make you do that. I don't want to get you in trouble. Something important came up? Yeah, they might believe that. It's the truth? You... That feels nice. Your hands and my hair like that. You don't mind, do you, if I put mine here on your chest? Good. Sorry, I didn't mean for my hands to go that far down. It's okay? I want you. But at the same time, I don't want to rush you into anything you're not comfortable with. Okay. You're sure about this? Like, really, I don't mind. Okay, well, I'm going to unbutton your shirt then. Unless you want to keep it on. Good. I was hoping you'd say that. Wow. You. The fuck am I saying? You're pretty hot. Jesus, your chest is so nice. Look at you. You can't take one compliment, can you? What? I called you baby. Oops, I hope that's okay. Oh my God, your heart, it's beating really fast. Don't be nervous. Why don't I take my top off? That way you have something to touch as well. How does that sound? Fuck. Have I been in pajamas this whole time? Dude, no wonder you're so turned on. Just look at these sexy PJs. Oh, God. All right, off with this sexy ass top. Well, what do you think about my breasts? I know they're not the biggest, but they're perfect. Babe. Here, give me your hands. Come on, don't be shy now. Give me your hands. How's that? Do my breasts feel nice? I know how much of a boob guy you are. Oh, that's another drunken conversation we had that I remember all too well. No, not in a bad way. I like it. I'm a bit of a boob girl myself. As in, like, it turns me on to see you just lose yourself in my tits. That's it. Just squeeze, knead 'em. Play with them however you want. I love you, baby. Do you want to take one in your mouth? Oh my God. I didn't need to ask you twice, did I? That's it. Tease my nipple just like that. Your tongue feels amazing, babe. Now the other one. Oh, we wouldn't want it to feel left out, would we? Oh, you're squeezing and sucking so hard. Do you have any idea how many times I've touched myself thinking about you worshiping my tits? Ever since you let slip just how much you've wanted to do something like this, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. Hey, why'd you stop? Oh, kiss me. Just what do you think you're doing, mister? Bowling me over like that? How very rude. I mean, I guess that's one way of saying you want to kick it up a notch. Can you help me take these bottoms off? Yeah, just that's it. Pull. There we go. Hey, my eyes are up here, mister. Don't expect me to be naked this quick, hey? Shh, it's okay. I'm glad you're looking. You're allowed to look at what's yours. You heard me right. My pussy, it's yours, babe. But only if you take off those pants. Deal's off if you don't. Is everything okay? You seem a little nervous. We don't have to go all the way, you know? The deal's not really off. We got that shirt off you just fine. You took those pants off just fine. But, babe, if you're not ready to pull those boxers down and whip that cock out, then that's fine, too. I understand. It's okay to be shy. I'm also a bit nervous, if I'm being honest. It's been a while since I last had sex. And I guess for you, well, just know that if there's anything down there that you want to show me, I would definitely love to see it. Mm-hmm. I want to see your hard cock, baby. I want to see it, and I really want it inside me. And if you happen to want that too, all you've got to do is lose the boxers. Holy shit. Oh my God. That's the most beautiful cock I've ever seen. No, I'm being serious. Oh. You really can't take a compliment, can you? How many more is it going to take before you believe me when I say that I love your fucking cock? Now come lie back down with me. I can feel your cock twitching against me. And don't think I haven't noticed all that lovely pre-cum you're dripping on me. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's more than okay, actually. Did you bring a condom? No? You're telling me you didn't come here expecting to make love to me? No, that's fine. I sure as hell wasn't expecting this to happen either. It's just, well, I'm not on birth control, babe. But I don't mind. And if you're still okay with it, then I don't want to let something silly like that get in the way of what we were always meant to do together. Mm-hmm. Just, if you feel like you're going to come, make sure you pull out. Got it? But until then, baby, I want that gorgeous cock of yours inside me the whole time. There you go. Shit. No, it's okay. Just press your head against my entrance. That's it. I can't believe how sensitive I am right now. Okay. Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready, baby. I love you. Oh, my God. That's it. Keep pushing. You're gonna fill me all the way up. Holy shit. You're all the way inside. How does it feel? Sorry. You just felt really good when you pushed into me like that. Push me apart. It feels good. Feels wet, huh? Oh, you've only got yourself to blame for that one. Shouldn't have turned me on so damn much. Oh God. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel. Oh, I'm really good inside me. I want to wrap my legs around you and just pull you in deep. All the way inside me. Oh. Sorry, I'm making all these weird noises. It just feels so unbelievably good right now. They're not weird. You're cuter. Of course, your groans of pleasure, they turn me on so fucking much. You have no idea how long I've wanted to make you moan like that, baby. That's it, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. I love your cock. Oh my god, I love your cock so much. But I love you more. I love you more. You're gonna come. Okay, just make sure you pull out and then you can come all over me, baby. No, don't worry about me. I want you to fucking come, okay? That's all I want. I need to make you come. Do it. Pull out and fucking shoot that load all over me. Oh God. Watching me. Oh God. All over me. Come all over me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, you came so much. It's all over my belly. It's so warm and wet. Do you mind if I give it a quick taste? Oh, the times I've thought about this. Taking your cock. Tasting your cum. Fuck. I can't believe it finally happened. Oh, did I come? No, I didn't. I got really close, though. You fucked me so good. What are you doing? Why you got your fingers against my lips? Baby, you don't have to. I'm fine, really. Okay. Yeah, I'll suck on them. Where are you taking them? Are you gonna finger me? Oh, don't just tease me. Please, put your fingers inside. I want it. I want to come for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Feel how wet you got me. What are you apologizing for? We both came, didn't we? I haven't come that hard in a really long time. Oh, my head? It's feeling much better, thank you. I never needed that banana, did I? Let's not make the obvious joke, though. You should probably, you know, call work. Let him know you're sick and that you need me to take care of you. I don't mind. I would love to take care of you. I mean, yeah, you can take care of me too, but I'm clearly very low maintenance. Just feed me every once in a while, I'll be fine. Okay, deal. We'll take care of each other. All right. I'm gonna go take a shower. You call work. Let him know you're so ill that you've just gotta spend all day at my place. And if you're off the phone before I'm out, feel free to join me. Yes, silly. Okay. See you soon. I love you. I hope you didn't hear my stomach growling too many times during that. Thank you. That's anxiety-free. You are a really good script writer. Let me save this. It was not too awkward. I do realize that I read one line that wasn't meant to be read out loud. I realized it after the fact, but I don't think anybody really will care.